You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's trending report time. If you're going to be traveling by air for the Labor Day weekend, better be prepared for big crowds out at DIA. Airport officials are expecting more than 440,000 people to pass through security checkpoints during the holiday weekend. That is an increase of about 20,000 over last year. And the experts say the busiest days will be this Friday and then Monday itself, Labor Day.
All right.
So, boy, I don't like flying during holidays.
Wonder how those TSA agents feel when they get home at the end of the night. You know, they just collapse. Ugh. Like, ugh, yeah. The public.
Red Lobster announced another wave of closings. 23 more of their restaurants will permanently shut down in the next couple of weeks. Isn't Flava Flav helping at all?
No. One of which in Colorado, in the Springs, I think I saw, right?
Yeah, it's the one down on Academy Boulevard in the Springs.
Well,
that one is
going to
be shutting down, so what's going on? Hey, some funny sports news. Something happened in Major League Baseball yesterday that has never happened before. I got a text from my son yesterday afternoon who says, he said something like, I haven't been following baseball like I used to. And he used to be completely, he worked for the Rockies for several years. But now he's just kind of like not as interested anymore. Anyway, he says, but how could I not click on this? Because the headline is about a guy who played in the same game for both teams. And if you dig a little bit deeper, he even played in the same inning for both teams. Now you're saying, how does that work?
Tell me now.
Here's how it worked. Back in June, this guy named Danny Jansen, he was the catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays, and he was at bat in a game against the Boston Red Sox. He was standing there at the plate. I think it was the second inning. The rains just become torrential, so they say, that's it. We're going to postpone this game. We'll pick it up here in the second inning with Danny Jansen batting the next time these two teams are able to get together. Well, that was yesterday. But in the meantime, Danny Jansen was traded from Toronto to the Boston Red Sox, the team they had been playing. So now the game is supposed to start with him at bat because he had already started the at bat. But now he's playing for the other team, so they had to have a pinch hitter. So he technically was the catcher for his own at bat.
God.
They say that
that's
is
trippy.
Never happened again. They saved all sorts of stuff, like his shoes, his jerseys, and a bunch of those are headed to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
To the Danny Jansen Museum.
That's right. That's pretty good. What's your sign again? Are you a Sag?
Sag.
I'm a Virgo. Google posted the top questions that people ask about each zodiac sign. Let me see what they're asking about you, by the way. Oh, damn it. I clicked out of it.
Oh.
No, don't you fear. Don't you fear.
Click back into it.
Okay, Sag, what people are asking the most about you is, why do Sagittarius shut down? Why, Jeremy? Tell me why you
shutting
shut down.
Shutting down? Like, mm-hmm. What? Like at 8 o'clock at night when my wife gripes at me that I can't anything past 8 o'clock and I completely shut down?
No, that's not what we're talking about. I'm a Virgo, and the question was, why do Virgo act like they don't care?
That's true.
That's good.
That is true.
And then the R question, like, are Cancer liars? Are Aquarius stubborn? Are Scorpio loyal? For you, it's also, are Sagittarius loyal? Sort of. And are Virgo emotional? Well, at times. At times.
What was this on? Emotional. The Google?
It was a Google. The top questions asked about each sign on Google. It's kind of silly in a way. And then I found this also quite interesting. Political candidates have been using hit songs for as long as I can remember. I remember Bruce Springsteen, A, being a little upset and also amused that Ronald Reagan was using Born in the USA. He was like, that's not even a patriotic song if you think about it, if you look and listen to the lyrics. But it's happened over and over again, and sometimes a candidate will use a song And the artists will get all peeved about it and stuff. Well, that's what's been going on, only this time there's a funny twist to it. So Donald Trump had a rally to introduce his new ally, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has endorsed Trump now. So Trump at this rally used a Foo Fighters song called My Hero. And the Foo Fighters, they were pissed. They're like, we don't support Trump. We don't want him to use that. Well, the campaign fired back and said, we don't need your permission. We have licensed it through, and you can do that. You can license a song and you pay BMI or ASCAP or whatever, and you can use the song. So the Foo Fighters turned around and they set it up so that that particular song, if anybody licenses that song, the money will go to the Kamala Harris campaign.
Hey, that's a nice twist.
That's so hilarious, funny. And this is one of those things, it should be funny no matter what side of the fence you're on. It's
sure.
just a funny story. Nobody is taking political sides on this show.
It's a plot twist.
We're just reporting a story, it's funny, so relax and laugh about it.
Ah, that'll be funny.
So that's a funny way that the Foo Fighters like, oh yeah?
How about now? How about that?
Oh, my God. Politics. We only have about another, 65 days?
I think I heard
days?
Something was 70-something, like 70.
70, okay.
Yeah.
It was 73. The other, okay, yeah. Whatever. What else is trending?
Sausage is trending this morning. Sausage sales are way up, which could be a bad sign for the economy, so says this story.
Right.
They say when sausage demand goes up, that means consumers are tightening their belts and grappling with high prices because that's a cheaper meat. It's a cheaper protein. You're not wandering into your Costco and buying steaks and chicken. You're going for the sausages because they're cheaper.
Okay.
So they say when the economy tends to weaken, sausage sales go up. And that's kind of funny to me. And I will say, speaking of Costco sausage, they've got Nadell's like chicken apple sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Game changer in the world of sasagui. I like to chop that up with peppers and put it on top of quinoa. Good eating, Dom. Good eating.
Quinoa.
Quinoa, buddy. It's good for the colon. Colon issues run in my family. I eat a lot of quinoa.
Oh, gotcha.
I even take it rectally occasionally, which terrifies.
Well, I told you to go
terrifies the children.
I told you to go pound quinoa not long ago.
Yeah, it terrifies the children at dinner when I do that. Hey, here's your crap on celebrities. O.J. Simpson was cremated, and now he's jewelry. His lawyer says that his remains have been made into cremation jewelry, which was given to his four kids. And the big question at the end of this story is, like, are any of them going to want that? Are any of them going to wear it? Do they think their dad was guilty or not?
Well, especially the two kids that he had with Nicole.
Right? Right?
I mean, how are they going to feel about that?
I mean, I don't know.
It's a really interesting question. I never heard what his adult kids, like, what did Nicole's two kids, because they're now in their 30s?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how they feel about it, but now I don't know if they're going to wear dad around their neck.
I've never heard what they said about that.
I don't know.
Hey,
it's good to be a celebrity. Channing Tatum was doing an interview a couple days ago, and he says he hates doing laundry. He just likes buying new clothes. And in fact, he went an entire year just wearing a brand new T-shirt every day. It's good to be a celebrity and have that kind of money, I guess. I would do that with socks if I had the chance.
Yeah.
I love new socks.
I looked at that. He said he would use each shirt 2 days.
Is it 2 days? Well,
so I guess he got basically 182 shirts that year.
I didn't do laundry the entire year.
All right. Well,
it's good to have a lot of money. Again, socks, man, like the fresh pair of the white ankle socks. They're all cushy. Oh, every day. Hey, Carrie Underwood just dropped a teaser for the 2024 Sunday Night Football opening theme song. Got me fired up to watch some football, man. I'll tell you what, got me real fired up. That's generally the only time I tune in for the football match, the big football game match.
It's funny, I'm the other way around. I wait to tune in, whether it's Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football. I wait to tune in until the stupid songs are over.
Oh, I like that, Carrie Underwood.
So dumb.
I'll sit there. That's a real toe tapper, Carrie Underwood. Here's a new fear unlocked. Footage from Six Flags Mexico is going viral after a bunch of people got stuck on a ride almost 250 feet up in the air. It's the Supergirl Sky Flight, or the Sky Screamer, as they call it at various parks. You're in one of those swings up there that just zips you around in circles way the hell up there, and I guess it got stuck, And then a big old downpour happened at the same time, like winds and lightning and rain coming in sideways, and all these people were stuck at the top of it. White knuckling.
The video is pretty freaky.
It's scary. People are screaming and crying. Six Flags says nobody was hurt. They say it caused some, quote, uncomfortable moments for a few visitors, but the ride was back up and running a short time later. Yeah, the video is insane if you see it today.
That's like the equivalent of a 20-story building.
You're really high up
there. So you're like outside, and like you're leaning out the window of a 20-story building.
And it's pouring on you. And
the rain and thunder and lightning. And the wind has come through.
Terrifying. Hey, IKEA is launching a new website where customers are going to be able to sell their used IKEA furniture. It's called IKEA Pre-Owned. What a catchy name. They say this is a peer-to-peer marketplace, so you're going to be able to buy and sell used crap from other people. And they say there's an AI-powered database along with it, which adds images and measurements for you, which is kind of cool. I like that aspect.
So what do you have from IKEA?
If you load up your Schmergen Flergendergen, it tells you how big it is right away.
I've got multiple bookshelves from IKEA.
Do you? I don't think I have anything from IKEA.
You don't have
anymore.
You're not an IKEA guy. I've got at least I can even see from where I'm standing. I have four IKEA bookshelves.
They give good bookshelf. They give very good bookshelf.
Solid.
I like those Instagram accounts where they take the IKEA furniture and put it into like a living room and they build around it and they turn it into like something absolutely beautiful that you would never know is IKEA furniture. It's really neat.
Hey, the beauty of the site like this is that I would assume then that the furniture will come already, you know, somebody's put it together.
Right. Just back up a pick-em-up truck and drop off your Schmergen Flergendergen. Hey, in July, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office issued a trademark to the arts and crafts giant Crayola for the smell of its crayons. The waxy scent of childhood, Dom. They say one day they want to pump that scent through the aisles of retailers, kind of triggering some nostalgia while you're browsing, and then that means you scoop up more crayons because you can smell them. I'm not going to lie. During back-to-school shopping, I went and huffed the 48-pack and then the 128-pack or whatever. I huffed them, man.
It's a wonderful scent. There's no doubt.
They say that most of Crayola's sales come during the weeks between early July and Labor Day. That's when they're selling the most crayons, and that's where they're making the bank. So.
Didn't you love the one that had the built-in sharpener in the back?
Yeah. I posted a picture of that. I was like, you were nobody unless you had that. You're nobody. Man. You got to have the sharpener. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
We have a Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Get on there and click the link to the World Gravy Wrestling Championships. They just happened in Northern England. They were messy, and the pictures are great. It has been named one of the top 10 weirdest sports on the planet, and about 528 gallons of gravy were used at this event to do some wrestling. This is going to be somebody's kink for sure. I guarantee you. We're going to get a bunch of weirdos on there clicking.
So when you're done, instead of going and toweling off, you go lick yourself off,
yeah,
right?
You lay in a bowl of mashed potatoes, I think is what you do. See the pictures on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.